This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. I've got Matt Quinn from Quinn's Auction Galleries with us this morning. Matt, you've helped so many families avoid the big mistakes in throwing things out, misunderstandings. Share that with us, would you?
You know, I think the biggest mistake people make is they want to do this alone. They think they can do it this way, that way. They think it's just, you know, nobody wants this stuff, back up a dumpster. Biggest mistake people make is starting to throw things away without really understanding what they're dealing with. We're in a world where styles shift and styles change. Value is driven by popularity. Popularity is driven by style. So in the 1980s and 1990s, when many senior citizens or many people who were getting ready to sell their homes were setting their homes up, you would see that Victorian era. You'd see that Golden Oak. You'd see those Coca-Cola collectibles. You'd see that quote unquote, we affectionately refer to today as brown furniture. You'd see that brown furniture everywhere. And now the styles have shifted. And the other thing that's happening is all those people are taking that brown furniture and they're putting it on the market. So not only do we see a style change, we also see an oversupply on the market, and prices have just plummeted. People think that this Victorian furniture has value because mom said it had value and it was great. What they end up doing is they end up keeping those things. And then they go back and they say, oh, nobody liked this Danish modern. Nobody liked this rosewood piece. Nobody liked these simple things. Or what's this crazy chrome lamp or rocket ship lamp or some of these crazy things that might have been avant-garde in the 60s are now super hot. All that brown furniture is not. And so I think you get into that, and that's where people make mistakes. They throw the good stuff out because they keep the other stuff, thinks it has value. We try to get in and educate them, help them figure out what's what, make sure they don't throw out, the goodies because they're just trying to go too quickly.
Okay. So how do you know? How can you understand? Is there some sort of site or some place that you could be able to reference quickly and say, okay, this is hot and this is not?
You know, I joke with people all the time and say that if you have a 25 to 45 year old female in your family, if she likes it, it's worth something. If she doesn't, it's not. You know, it's a bit of a joke, but the fact of the matter is women, for the most part, are decorating the homes that we live in. They make the majority of the decisions of what's popular and how they want to decorate. And that's just a fact. So I look at that and say, if you got a 30-year-old granddaughter and they really like this thing, there's a really high possibility it's going to sell well. If you have a 30-year-old granddaughter and she doesn't want anything to do with it, it's a good likelihood nobody else does either. I think that's a quick one. There are certainly websites out there that you can go to that look at sales comparables. You can see what things are selling for on eBay or on Facebook Marketplace. I don't recommend Craigslist. There's a little too much fraud out there. It's a good place to buy. It's a good place to sell if you can cash and carry, communicate with people, do all the steps to make sure you don't get taken advantage of. I like Facebook Marketplace a little better. You can see who you're buying from and whatnot. You can look and see what people are selling, or sometimes not selling is as important of a piece as what is selling. You see somebody offering a bedroom set, a dining set, they want $2,000 for it, and it's been sitting there for 6 months, you know it's overpriced. So you can use those tools to see what's going on. You can judge from the buying public what's going on. You can look at Pinterest. You can look at, you know, the glossy Washingtonian magazines. You can look at those places to see what styles are. If it's in style, it's going to be worth money. If you don't see it on the pages of those places, probably not.
All right. Really hot stuff right now. What would you say in furniture is the hottest stuff?
Everybody goes straight to mid-century modern. And I'll say, yes, mid-century modern, but let's clarify that. I don't like the words mid-century modern. I want to hear you say Danish modern. You know, we get into this, people say, oh, this is mid-century. Well, yeah, it might've been made in the mid-century, but the movement we're talking about is Danish modern. It's these really sexy lines and curves, black leather, teak, rosewood, sign pieces, Danish export marks. That's where the money is. You're seeing natural materials thrive. You're seeing American craft, guys like George Nakashima, the wooden live edge piece, you know, boards. That stuff is really popular. As we continue through the marketplace, Chinese art and Chinese furniture, early antique furniture from China, major markets. That's where stuff is hot right now. Not so much in the Victorian, the Empire, even the arts and crafts and the Mission. Those are off. They were popular 10 or 15 years ago. They're not as much now. It's really Danish modern people should be looking for.
Folks, we're talking with Matt Quinn from Quinn's Antique Galleries. And as you know, this is a real estate show. Part of the dissemination of what you have in the house is a big part of, you know, the letting go of what you have. And what we recommend at the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster is that you go ahead and grab your phone and you film the things you own that you're ready to let go of. And if you've got an estate that you're getting ready to sell, film it the way that it is when you walk in the door and try to get the stories of the things that you have from whoever's left behind as best as you can. Make sure you look at your pieces carefully. And then, Matt, if one of our listeners thinks that they have something of value, what's the best way for them to bring that forward for your evaluation?
Eric, you're absolutely right. Film it how they are in the room. If you're going to send still shots, take room shots. I don't want to see close-up pieces. I want to see room shots. I want to see how they live, your parents, how you live. I want to see what's there because I'll pick out the treasures in there. You know, you want to reach out to us, you can reach out to us at www.quinsauction.com. That's plural Quinn's, singular auction. You can cut, that's the best way. Send us photos. We'll make an appointment. I come out and see people all the time, spend most of my time. I'm sitting in my truck right now. I spend most of my time going house to house, helping people find those treasures. But the first thing we want to see are those room shots, those wide areas. We want to talk to your realtor. Should stuff stay for staging? Should it come out? Are you selling empty? What are you doing? You want to begin with the end in mind and use this as a tool to get you there.
Very good. Matt Quinn from Quinn's Auction Galleries. And Matt, anything else you want to throw in before we close up for the day?
I just think it's really important for people to not make assumptions. I tell my staff all the time, do not make assumptions. You don't want to be the person putting the $10, $20, $50, $100,000 painting on the steps of Goodwill. And you don't want to be written up in the news for the piece that got away. So I really think don't make assumptions. Look at things. Get help. There are people out there that will help you through this transition. Just like there are realtors to sell a house, there are people that will sell with personal property and make sure you're taken care of. Don't ever sell to somebody outright. Don't ever answer the question, what do you want for it? So often I see people come in. Someone comes in, they're the expert, and they say, well, what do you want for it? Well, wait a minute. I brought you into my house. If you're going to sell it yourself, get three quotes. Tell everybody you're getting three quotes. Analyze those quotes and accept that offer. That's essentially what we do for you. But if you want to do it yourself, make sure you go that way. Don't make the mistakes that so many people make.
Excellent advice. Matt Quinn, thank you so much. To reach out to you, again, what's the best way to contact you?
Best way is to go to the website, www.quinsauction.com. That's QUINNSAUCTION.com. You can call us at 703-532-5632. And you can certainly get emails off the website, info@quinsauction.com. We're here to help. We're happy to help and love seeing those Eric Stewart clients.
Thank you very much, Matt. That phone number one more time.
703-532-5632.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Matt. Appreciate you being on board for the show today. We're going to have to wrap up. I can't believe our time goes so fast every Sunday. We love being with you. Thanks for listening. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge for more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication, and to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about the Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766, or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.